Thank you, guys. Let's start for them one more time. Yeah, everybody, good morning. Let's start like this. And I just got my friend. Have you seen my friend? He's not back. He's my pastor in training. He's been coming to my office, and then we sit down. What do you do as a pastor? So we sit down, but we couldn't do our class. So I said, so come and join me downstairs. One time he asked me a question. If I'm a prophet and you're a pastor, where do I park my car if I come in? I said, you go park your mommy's car there. I said, no. I said, get your own car. Not mommy's car. All right, great. You're welcome in Jesus' name. Everybody, let's start like this. First of all, next Sunday, we're having different service. Next Sunday, we are going to reset this place looking like as if it's a lunch. I was going to have tables set. And then you are not invited. You are the one inviting people. So you're going to invite your friends, 2, 3. You are going to eat only on one condition, you invite somebody. In fact, before they serve you food, you say, who did you bring? If you lie, you're going to be in trouble. So please invite somebody. Boniface, Happy New Year. So I want you to invite somebody. That's the name of the game. We want to get these young people to come to church 11 o'clock. We're going to have that time. And my wife has already made plans for the food. The cook or the food is ready. Let's do that next Sunday. Are we ready? So we do that next Sunday? Great. So 11 o'clock. We'll finish earlier, second service. We won't delay like the three. We'll have this place. So guys will come earlier enough, but before 11, to rearrange the hall as soon as we finish. My wife says, should we announce other services? I said, I'm not announcing other services. They just come and eat and go off. I don't invite them for food. We want them to just be here so we can have some good time together. It's going to be rice and meat, I think so. Not puff puff. Or what do you call it now? Donuts. I didn't grow up with donuts. I grew up with puff puff. I didn't know about donuts. Oh, by the way, I want you to just help me celebrate. My coach in UK gave us this camera free of charge. So they can be taking pictures for Instagram during second service. So I'll tell him to watch the service today to see where you are clapping for him. It's just wonderful doing that. Okay, excuse me. So I've announced can you give us the love? Hey, where's Emmanuel? Is that the card you are giving? No, don't do that. Come on, can I get all the cards back? I beg. Give me all the cards back. Thank you. I was not told about it. I've not even seen the card. Get all the cards back. Okay, please submit the cards back. Don't worry. It's not Visa. Just, return the card, Okay, can I have them? Thank you. Rest of them? Thank you. So stay with me. Don't go too far yet. This is beautiful. I've not seen it at all. Now, thank you. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere. All right. We're going to pray over them first of all. Second, if you think you don't need the card to invite somebody, please don't take the card. But if you want to invite somebody or more than one person, you can collect the cards. Is that all right? I really love the card. It looks quite good. It's done such a nice way, And I really want it to work. To be honest with you, I want this meeting to work so that we can really bring these young chaps, boys and girls, guys and girls to church so that we can really talk about our lives. How many of you, this service has really blessed you? So let's take it upon ourselves to bring others to come and learn and share the same experience. So can we pray over this card? Can you lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you. We ask for your favor as we give out this card to our friends and acquaintances in our workplace, at home, around our neighborhood, that they will come to listen, they will come to be blessed, they will come to know Jesus, and they will come to the goodness of God in the land of the living. Thank you, Father, Lord. We pray that this card will go forth and really work on the heart of people to bring them here in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you really want to use the card, please collect more than one. All right? Okay, thank you. All right, great. So just lift up your hands. They will give you. Can I give you some more? Yeah. All right, so do that. Can I get one or two to keep? No, not from you. Let me get it from him. He has more. Can I get two? Thank you. All right. Great. Thank you. Beautiful. all right. Beautiful. Nice to have you around again one more time, guys. Did you hear the song they just sang? Let's run through the lyrics again. Sounds spiritual. Can you give me the lyrics of the song? I've been told to live my own truth, do whatever makes me feel good, get rid of boundaries, the rules are stifling, chase good feelings, soon we will be gone, we will not be here forever, so live it out for yourself. But I found myself more lost than ever, enslaved and bound to my desires, and that's no freedom. Holy Spirit, make me more like Jesus, and every day live more like Jesus. Now, can you look up everybody? How do I make the leap? How do I make the leap? Make me more like Jesus. How do I make the leap from what I'm hearing to be myself? I'm hearing that every day around me. Be yourself. You have only one life to live. Live to gusto. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you feel. Go around. And then he said, make me more like Jesus. I can't see Jesus. More so, you got crucified. I don't want to be crucified. In a way. Oh, I heard that he died for me actually. So his crucifixion was only for 3 days and three nights. And he's alive forevermore. I like that. I want to be alive forevermore. I just want to end. It will be really, really, really discouraging. Look up, everybody look up here. To come to this life, be myself, and everything ends at death. And your sister is there. It will be really very, very disheartening. I don't fully agree with Solomon about everything ends at the grave. You mean I will stop, that's all? So, let's talk about Jesus for 1 or 2 minutes. Why should I be like Jesus? Why do I want to be like him? Take your Bible. Why Jesus? John chapter 8, verse 12. Take a look. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. What did he call himself? Can you look up everybody? What did he call himself? I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but what will he have? The light of life. You know, I was a reader all my life. I'm still a reader all my life. But when I read Jesus' word like this, it kind of bugs me. He didn't say, I'm a light. He said, I am the light of the world. Now, remember we did something on light a couple of months ago? What do we do on light? We did something about light. Remember? He said, number one, light is energy, right? Say that with me. Light is energy. Okay. Second, we said light is pure. Only light is the only thing that is pure in the universe that cannot be contaminated is light. Gold, silver, minerals can be contaminated, but you can't contaminate light. You can't make light not to be light. Light is a constant in the universe. I'm coming to that in a minute. So number one, light is energy. Number two, light is pure. It's what it is. Light does not fabricate. Light does not project. Light is just light. What you see is what you get. Then finally, light is constant. In fact, Albert Einstein gave us theory of relativity, and he said everything in the universe is relative except the constancy of the speed of light. For those of us who are in art school, sorry about that, but science tells us that the only thing constant in the universe is 3 × 10⁸ meter per second. E equals mc squared. That everything you see as matter today, matter, that you see that matter, physical around you, it's light that makes them what they are, and you can turn them to energy again. So, three things are important about light. Number one, energy. Number two, pure. Number three, constant. So Jesus said something about his life. He said, I am the energy of this world. Second, I am the purity of this word. And finally, I am the constancy of this word. Things will change. Fashions will change. Technology will change. Phone will change. Life will change. Even you yourself will change. You get. But he said, the little things that I am, the energy. He said, without me, you can do nothing. He said, second, it's the purity of this. Somebody went to India among the gurus, I was told. And he went inside guru to the village and asked a holy man of an Indian heritage. And they said, listen, they ask him, you're not a Christian. They ask him, who is the most perfect person in the world? Without blinking, he said, Jesus. Every other religion, they want to relate to him. Muhammad claimed that Jesus said, talk about him. Why are they all using him as a kind of a point of discussion, a point of reference? So number one, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. That means I'm the energy of this world. Number two, I'm the purity of this world. If you're going to be pure, you can't do that without me. And then number three, I'm constant. I love that. Everything is changing. Everything is... But I want some kind of constancy about my life. Like Oluma Rock. That's why you come visiting. If it has changed, you won't see it anymore. But it's always there. All right. So, what I want to talk about today for a few minutes is that, what should I do as a young person to have a future in this world? No, I know that this world will be over one day, but I'm still here. How many of you plan to live older and get older and be blessed in life? Can I see your hands up? One time, John C. Maxwell. How many of you heard of John Maxwell? How many of you have heard of John Maxwell? How many of you never heard of John Maxwell? You never heard of John Maxwell? Can I see your hands up? Which one you did now? Let me ask. How many of you have heard of John Maxwell? Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. Now, John Maxwell is the guru on leadership. He wrote a book titled, Talent is Not Enough. What's the title? Talent is Not Enough. Okay, you drove your wife here today. I thought she should be going home. Wives should be going home, but they are here. All right, thank you for coming to be with us. Talent is not enough. Many of you think that it's just giftedness about life. You are very good. In my younger days, I wanted to be that kind of brilliant guy. I want to be that kind of person that, you know, can be marked out with a talent and ability, a kind of a competence that people turn around and look. But I came to see over the years that that's not enough. And Maxwell concurred that talent is not enough. If you're going to make anything out of your life and make your future wonderful, you need more than talent. If you notice, if you look at your life, to be honest, can I be honest about your life? Let's be honest. Now let's leave out all the other stories. There are two parts of your life. That's the bright side of your life. That's the bad side of your life. What do I see? Type it for me on the screen. That's the bright side of your life. That's the bad side of your life. The bright side is what people want to relate with. The bad side is what they meet when they are relating with you. That's what is the harbinger of breakup, breakfast, divorce, separation, mistrust, betrayal. That bad part of us, all of us have it. It's like our shadow. In fact, one guy wrote a book about mind your shadow. Everybody has this shadowy part that you have to contend with. Bible call it the flesh. So, on your way to living a successful life, listen to this. You must learn to curtail that bad side and cultivate the bright side. What do I say? That the bright side of your life, the bad side of your life. You must learn to what? Curtail the bad side of your life and what? Cultivate the bright side of your life. There must be a curtailing. For instance, if a person who lacks commitment, that's your bad side. You know how to date a girl, but but you know how to give them breakfast all the time. Or you know how to get a job, but to maintain the job can be a problem. That's the bad side of our lives. Now, when you see people who have been married for 10, 20, 30 years who are having good marriage, they've learned to curtail their bad side and cultivate their bright side. So let's use that word. Cultivate your bright side and curtail your bad side. I'm going to show you certain things that will bring the cultivation and the curtailing. Are we here, everybody? Are we here, everybody? Are we here, everybody? Now, let's go. Can we go a step further? I love today because, you see, I struggle in this area. I was a person who was very brilliant in my early younger days. And I was thinking that brilliance will take over the world. But look at our world today. With all our brilliance, why are we living this kind of mess? Information age has upgraded our badness, to be honest with you. So, the bright side, cultivate it. The bad side. Now, what happens when somebody becomes a Christian? Are we listening, everybody? When you become a Christian, the bright side is given a divine push. The divine gets involved in the bright side, which we call your spirit, your heart. God gives you a brand new life to run the engine of your life. That's why Paul said, if any man is in Christ, let's read it in chapter 5, 2 Corinthians, verse 17. NLT. Okay, beautiful. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has born. Now, can you look up everybody? Can you look up everybody? When you are born into this world, are we listening? When you are born into this world, the bright side was there, but it's weak. The bad side is there, but it's empowered by the devil. That's why Paul said, what good I want to do, I cannot do it. Remember that? How many of you remember that? Let's go on to that one. Romans chapter 7, verse 21. Take a look. About our life. Give us an NLT. Okay. I find then a law. Okay. I've discovered this principle of life. Can you look up, everybody? That when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. The bad always overtakes me. Next verse. I love God's law with all my heart, but next verse. But there is another power within me that is at war within my mind. The bad side. This power makes me a slave to the sin that's still within me. Psychology won't tell you the truth. You see, that person is narcissistic, but there's narcissisticness in every one of us. Can I be honest today? That's why some of you over here, you are making mistake of your life. You think, you meet this guy, I don't like his narcissistic. Next one, I don't like a narcissistic. Next one, I don't like a narcissistic. Next one, I don't like a narcissistic. Like that woman in the Bible, she married 5 husbands. Looking for the best husband. But you don't marry the best man. It's beside the bride. I told them yesterday. You will never find the best man to marry. Because the best man is always beside the bridegroom. They're looking at me one kind. Pastor, what are you saying? What I just said. How many of you go to go and marry? How many of you go and marry your best man? No. You marry the bride. So the best man is always elusive. We are in trouble today. Now, in this life, you are going to meet people, you are going to achieve things. The bad side can curtail you. Now, let me show you what they call the bad side. The bad side can be amplified by drug, alcohol. When you see guys on drugs, you don't understand. You think you should just stop it. That force has come. There's some things in nature that can amplify our bad side, like alcohol, like drugs. It makes us, anybody who takes drug feels really high and good. But inside, that's inside, but outside, his life is a chaos. But can I say this to all of us? We are all on one drug or the other. It may not be cocaine. Because the bad side is in our life. Now, when you come to Christ, the bad side is not removed, but the good side is given a divine push. That's why Paul can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do you get that now? God takes out the engine room of that bad side that is weak. So he puts, like you put a new battery inside your phone or inside your car. And that battery, though it's still the same old phone, but the battery gives a new life. Am I right? Gives another lifespan. So the battery of our life, the new life is given to us in Christ Jesus. And that new life should be able to empower us, but not by itself. Are you hearing me? Even if you have a new battery, if you don't put on the phone, it won't come alive. Am I making some sense today? Now, listen to this. When you see anybody who claims to be a Christian messing up, don't think it's abnormal. It's just simply the bad side overtaking him. Beta Edu, very brilliant girl, beautiful, brainy, rose up as the youngest minister in Nigeria, and then they got her to transfer the money. And then, everybody started making noise. But you are doing your own transfer, smooth. Hello. For instance, sometimes I'm eating, and then I'm sitting beside the fridge. My wife is eating afar off, the other side. And I take my own water from the fridge because I'm nearer. And I'm thinking, she better get her own water. Huh? When I hear that from my bad side, so I get up that moment and go and take the water for her alone and give it to her. And I come back and take my own. Because my bad side want me to do something ugly. And this woman has been my friend for 30 something years. And I'm thinking of not giving her just water. Olodo, wake up. See, your bad side is senseless. Your bright side is sensible. Clap for yourself. Both senseless and sensible. Have been making some sense? Now, I want to show you today what you can bring in to curtail your bad side and what you can bring in to cultivate your good side. Are we ready for that? Are we ready for that? Now, whether relationship, and listen, if you're going to succeed in life, you have to interact with people and life. You can never succeed all by yourself. Success is like a child. It takes two to tango. So let's talk about where do we start from? Let's go to 1 Peter 2, verse 11. Give us an NLT. Let's look at how to curtail our bad. Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Oh, fantastic. Can we read something else? Message Bible. Friend, this world is not your home, so don't make yourself cozy in it. Don't indulge your ego at the expense of your soul. Your ego is that your bad side that wants to just exert itself and push your way through. But there's a soul of yours that wants to relate with God and be nice and be worthy of reputation to people. It's called, let's look at NKJV. It's called another word in King James NKJV. It's called fleshly lust or desire. All of us feel that emotion sometimes that want to take hold of us and do something wrong and catch, you know. That's why I warn them in second service. Please, don't provoke people to bring out their bad side. All of us have. Even those who are patient, there is a limit where their patience will stop and the bad side will come out. I've seen women who never planned to be loose before have been made loose by their husband. Because that guy is going out to all kinds of different girls. The girl now tell herself, I'm not going to be cheated. I'm going to go out to myself. I've seen guys not taking care of their wives well. And then she becomes susceptible to thinking of other guys outside there. Just imagine you just talk roughly to your wife, mess her up during the day, in the night, in the morning she's going to work. You never say goodbye. And she gets to her office and somebody says, hey,